Caleb chapter 11, Mishnah 3. Aisa Caleb mina eshes. If someone makes a utensil, so we'll see now all of these things he's going to list, a whole lot of things that you would make a utensil out of these things. Now, before we said that if you break down a metal utensil and then you remake it, so the impurity comes back. These things over here are not even considered utensils from the word go. So if you make a metal utensil out of any of these things, you don't have to worry that the stuff was impure and therefore your metal utensil is impure. If you make a metal utensil out of these things, you can, it's safe. Right, so we'll see, it's safe to assume that it's pure. So, eshes from the wrought metal, he says, mina charara, from an ingot, mina sove, from the hoop of a wheel, minatasin, from sheet metal, minatzipoyin, from plating, mikane kalim, from the base of utensils, and maagne kalim, from the rims of utensils, maazne kalim, from the ears of utensils, minhashcholes, from the shavings, or minhagridois, from the scrapings, all of these things to herit. All of these things are pure, they're not considered utensils in the first place. You don't have to worry that what you've made is impure. You can assume what you've made out of these things is pure. Rabbi Yochanan ben Neri Omer, he says, af min haktsusos. He says also from cut up ones. So what's cut up ones? So explains the Kati, from pieces cut off a utensil at the time of manufacture to make it smaller. And the key there is at the time of manufacture, because if it was after manufacture, then it would be susceptible to impurity. Shivrei kalim, from broken utensils, umin hagrutim, from nails, umin hamas, from scrap iron, I left out scrap iron, from broken utensils, from scrap iron, umin hamasmeros, or from nails, shiadur sha'asim kalim, that were made from utensils before, tamein. So these things are tamei. If you make a utensil from it, it's tamei. We can't assume that it's not considered like as if it was nothing before. And lastly, min hamasmeros, from nails, Baishama matamin, Baishama declare them impure, Ubaishilo matarin, Baishilo declare them pure. So I think the thrust of the mission is that how do you know that if you make a new metal utensil, how do you know it's pure? Right? Because it could be that you're making it from something which was previously impure. And the key is that depending on what your starting point is, if your starting point was something which is not even a utensil, like a wrought metal or an ingot, then you can assume what you've made now is pure, and you don't have to go and take it to the mikvah or whatever to purify it. But if you make it from your starting point is a piece of another vessel or something like that, then you have to, even if you don't know that it's impure, you don't know the status of it, so you now have to assume that this is impure, and you have to take it to the mikvah or sprinkle it or whatever.